This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All righty then, live at Wildcat Golf Club. Man, oh man, oh man, we got a great deal going on today. We're out here raising money for ProVision. Roynell Young is going to join us a little bit later in the show, talk a little bit about what's going on. Got a check for, and I don't think our check is going to be this, but the Texans Foundation gave him over $5 million.
Janus McNair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
back in the fall.
I think we're going to fall just short of that today, by about $4,985,000 or maybe even more. we're gonna fall just short.
Yeah.
But we are going to raise up as much as we possibly can.
Yeah.
By the way, Chastain's been put in for a raffle. The raffle is for the Yeti cooler and the free oil change for a year. The long drive is going to be a free vehicle for the weekend. A free brand new vehicle for the weekend is
nice.
That is nice. And we got all kinds. Everybody, all kinds of.
What are some of the
custom Texas Custom Patios is out here?
Yeah, Stephen Shelby told me he's going to come around and come out and hack it around. He asked, "You still have a shoulder thing? Or are you playing?" I said, "Still have a shoulder thing." I've had yesterday was acupuncture. People ask if it hurt. It doesn't hurt at all. Like you didn't.
It doesn't?
Nah, you can't even feel the needles. No, I've done. I did deep tissue. Hurts.
That hurts.
Acupuncture.
Well, do you feel better?
Yeah.
After the acupuncture?
The acupuncture, I didn't feel a huge difference. She did acupuncture and the E-stem on it. You know who I see out there? Like Rashard Lewis. Yesterday, I see this kid named David Moore from Grambling, who's going to the Senior Bowl. He'll be in the draft. He's out there. Rashard Lewis is out there. Vanessa Richardson, who had the interview with Jeff Leno, she was out there. She works out there with Danny.
What about Vanessa Hudgens?
Vanessa Hudgens isn't out there. Jake Matthews is Bruce Matthews. I've seen Bruce out there. Yep.
What about?
Well, so for some
Bruce
couple
Hornsby.
NFL.
Is he out there?
Bruce Hornsby is not.
No.
Not out there. I have seen. Well, I haven't seen Clowney, but Clowney was working out there all the time, stuff like that. But yeah, it's
Clooney, was he out there?
George Clooney, no, Clowney, but Clooney hasn't
Clooney
been
was not out there.
Up to this point.
Okay.
Clooney, well, I don't know. I got to ask Danny.
You got to ask him.
I guess
you don't
Danny,
know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you going to drink any St. Arnold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
If they get out of here.
I heard Josh yesterday. He's just going to come out here and just get polluted so he can't do his show. And Nick will be out here, so Nick will probably just do Josh's show. Because he said, I'm going to just
that
drink as
like
many.
That sounds like Friday shows with the Blitz.
It does sound like happy hour. It does sound like happy
hour. You know, they drank. I was in there one time. Shotgun,
did you do shots?
Yeah, shotgun a beer. I don't really shotgun
should
a beer.
Should I go in and
fast.
Do it one time?
Do yeah, you'd have
to shotgun
be up there.
Coors Lights?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I know if you bring them. They don't have them on hand.
Why wouldn't you have Coors Lights
Well,
on
it's
hand?
Whatever
That's
beers
stupid.
They get. Well, you have them. Bring them up there. Yeah, bring them up there. They'll have you do it. Then you got to take a shot. Like, I took a shot of something terrible. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. Like, they just have a bunch of alcohol. They prefer it to either be frou-frou or to taste bad. Like,
yeah,
that's their
no, they
angle.
Wanted something that's really horrible, and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I did that Malort. God, that was just terrible. It's one of the worst things I've –
What is
it?
It's
one of the worst shots. Malort. It was made in Chicago. It's one of the worst things I've ever tasted in my life. They wanted you to do it on the air.
No, I'm
like,
not doing that.
John, I just said,
I've never
see
heard
if you
of
get
it.
John
My dad
to do
owned
it.
A liquor store, and I've never heard of this.
I said, see if you can get John to do the rest of this on the air. We've got some left. I'm like, he's not going to do a shot of something that tastes terrible. Not unless he's already gassed up and, you know, he's just feeling himself. He's not going to do it just in the morning out of nowhere, do a shot of something that's terrible.
No.
So that's not going to happen.
No.
You got to catch that in the middle of the night when something's jumping off, you know, and he's just like, what? Give me something. There, I'll drink it. Whatever. So you got to get in there. In the morning, he's too sensible.
No.
Well, that's a stretch.
That's a bit of a stretch. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Dell, can you find Mike Tomlin? Can you get that? How about Bud Dupree tearing his ACL?
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Man, the Steelers have 11 wins, and it's just like, I just don't.
No.
I mean, it's definitely – the Steelers are not the best team in the AFC. We all think Kansas City is. Should we just write the Steelers off as second best? Is that smart to do that? I just feel like here's the deal,
the last team that was 11-0 in the league was Carolina, and they went to the Super Bowl. And I was thinking about that this morning. I'm like,
that's the last team that was 11-0.
That was 11-0. I just don't believe that this Steelers team is a Super Bowl team. I just don't. Now they're going to have home field advantage. It's going to be cold. They'll have it over if they. Well, I don't know if they'll have it over Kansas City because Kansas City only has one loss. So we'll see whether or not they hold on to that. But if they do have home field advantage, I guess it's an advantage, not without, and not nearly as an advantage without fans.
Yeah, that's true. not crazy travel. It's an advantage, though, but not having one of your rushers is huge against, that's the thing, is the Steelers offered you Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward, like being able to attack the pocket, because the one area that they're, you know, the area that they're really, that they can be exploited is for sure their pass protection. I think you can get after the Chiefs if you have a good front, and that's a good defensive front. But the problem is Bud Dupree, it's going to hurt when there's no Bud Dupree. But we'll see. I don't think it's smart just to completely write the Steelers off, though.
No.
I really don't. I you know, they've been there, done that. They're mentally tough, and Kansas City just has too many flip-the-switch moments where they have to flip the switch. At some point, they're going to try to flip a switch, and it's not going to go. And if that's the playoffs, then that's a problem. Right now, the Ravens, I'm going to tell you something. At 6-5, the Ravens are now 6-5, and they are the 9 seed. There is a world where the Ravens don't make the playoffs. That world does exist. It's not likely. No. There's a 77% chance that they make the playoffs, but – It's worth noting.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about your dad and offensive line coaches, and I will never – like, there was a run yesterday where T.J. Watt wasn't blocked, and it was designed – there's a tight end right over him, and nobody touched T.J. Watt. And I'm like, I know slide protection.
And it was a run?
And I know it was a run, and he's in the backfield, and he just wraps up the running back, and I'm like, who designed – what – in what world does T.J. Watt go unaccounted for where nobody blocks him? I mean, you're getting way too complicated on your offensive line schemes when T.J. Watt, there's a guy right over T.J. Watt, and nobody blocks him. And, I mean, and this happens with J.J. sometimes, too, that he goes unaccounted for. T.J. and J.J. are the first guys that you account for when you walk up to the line of scrimmage. All right, who's going to block him? How are we going to do this? And how many times did Mario Williams or Jadeveon Clowney get sacks because nobody blocked them? I'm like, who designs these offensive line schemes?
Right, right.
I mean, it's so
it's always crazy to see tight ends block elite rushers.
Right.
That is just the craziest to me. Like, why in the world would you think
with
that
no
this
back
guy could survive?
I could see it if there's a back.
If there's a running back chipping. But you need to have a running back that you know is good at that kind of stuff, too. And it's not even chipping. You don't chip that guy with the tight end. You double team them. But yeah, that's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time in the NFL. I just don't understand it. That's the guy that you look at and go, "We gotta account for him." Oh, nobody blocked
you
him.
You always have to account,
right? And O line coaches say that. Yeah. Oh no. You gotta account for that. And nobody blocks him.
And then nobody accounts for him.
Yeah, and then nobody does. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm talking a little pajamagram. Those people over there, I bought my wife pajamagrams before. They're awesome. They really, really do a hell of a job. And they're really, really nice. And this holiday season, give her the gift of comfort and relaxation. It's the Tempting Touch Pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts, for nearly 20 years. They really do a great job. They really do. Tempting Touch Pajamas will keep her warm and cozy from head to toe while complimenting her every curve. They're made with micro velvet, a new fabric that's silky smooth and addictively soft. They're irresistible to wear and beg to be touched. She'll slip these on after a long day, start melting away her stress. You'll love them too. Check them out at pajamagram.com. Right now, when you order today, you get a great deal, free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Beat the holiday rush. Get her these tempting touch pajamas and get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them John Granato sent you.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
To be bluntly honest, man, I'm really disappointed in our performance tonight. We did enough to win, but that's all. It was really junior varsity, to be quite honest with you, and it was in all three phases. We couldn't run the ball effectively when we needed to. We dropped too many significant passes, very catchable, makeable passes. We didn't make significant plays in the special teams game. Our kickoff coverage unit wasn't good enough. We turned the damn ball over. We gave up big plays in critical moments on defense. Can't have it. They converted a long run on a possession down before the half. Unacceptable. They had a 70-yard touchdown late in the game. Unacceptable. And so we're fortunate tonight. It's good to proceed with the victory. I acknowledge that, but not a lot happened tonight to be proud of or to be excited about. Other than
Mike,
that,
you had some red zone failures and a number of drop passes. Do you attribute that to anything in particular?
Us sucking.
I love that. Yeah, that dude's got enough cards in the game. He can say whatever the hell. And you know what? He was right. They didn't play well. They looked like crap. They dropped a boatload of passes in the red zone.
Yeah,
I was happy too because I was playing against Ben.
They looked like they were playing a team they expected. I mean, that's usually a huge rivalry game, but Pittsburgh looked like they were just kind of half stepping out there. They didn't have as much juice as they usually do.
And the Ravens had four field goals in the red zone four times and stopped four times.
The Ravens bucked up when they needed to, and they were bend but don't break. I mean, they gave themselves a chance.
Yeah.
Ravens
well,
gave
that
themselves
end
a chance.
Half debacle.
Yeah.
Was a disaster. You don't run the, I mean, how, this is what Anthony Lynn did too.
I know.
That you ran the ball. Now, the Steelers could have gotten called for delay of game there. They could have gotten called for not getting off the pile. I mean, it took forever for him. But they probably only had one play left.
But they rarely call that.
No, right.
Now, if you mess with the football, that's a problem. And sometimes they'll do a reset of the clock.
But running the ball there, that's on Harbaugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, without question.
Or Roman.
Well, Greg Roman.
Yeah.
Probably
that's on Greg Roman. Running the ball there instead of throwing, giving yourself three downs?
Yeah, you got to give yourself more downs.
Yeah. I mean,
even if it's McSorley, you got to do it.
Was it?
Well, the RG3.
It was RG3.
But, I mean, even if you brought in your running quarterback to do something, because McSorley, to me, gave them a different option when he was in. Because RG3 is not the same quarterback he used to be. But, I mean, he can scramble and stuff like that. McSorley, they got as kind of their gadget quarterback. And then RG3 is not looking. Big surprise. The backup quarterback's not nearly as good as the starter on any team. Big surprise.
No.
I mean, honestly, Fitzpatrick's better than Tua, but other than that,
okay.
I would say.
So that's a question this week too. Is Dell, when do you bring Tua back?
Well, he's got the thumb issue, and he was limited yesterday. And he, according to Brian Flores this morning, talking before practice, that might be the plan. He says Tua has 2 days. We'll see. I'll talk to you in 2 days about whether he's available or not. We got two more practices. So.
We deserve
to know.
Do you
bring him back as soon as he's ready?
I think. That's
mean,
the
I
plan.
Would. That yes. that was the plan. Then keep
that's
doing
the
it.
Plan. As soon as he's healthy, they'll bring him back.
Yeah. I mean,
you have to. That was the plan, so you go back to the plan.
Well, sometimes the plan doesn't work.
What that
I mean,
was,
he's overwhelmed or.
Well, he had two games.
Yeah.
He had four.
One was a win.
And, 3-1 and four starts.
Wait, Tua started four games?
Yes.
Hold on a second. Yeah, the Chargers game, you had the loss where they couldn't get out of their own way. The week after that, what else did he start?
Started against the Rams. Started against the Cardinals. Started against the Chargers.
Oh, that's right. The Rams
and got hurt
because the Rams had like that game was like three defensive touchdowns. Yeah, that's right. He had that many games.
Yeah.
Well, you got to keep going. He's 3-1.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and you know what? Is it time to see Isaiah Coulter or do we care?
It's time to. Well, it's going to be time to see him. Yeah. He was asked about Isaiah Coulter, Romeo Crennel was, and, you know, gave a typical answer. He works hard. I mean, it's all the stuff that you would expect to see. It sounded positive for the most part, so that's good. But, yeah, Isaiah Coulter, I don't know if he's ready yet, but you see him this year for sure. This could be a blessing in disguise to get a young receiver with some talent out on the field. I liked Isaiah Coulter. I think he's got talent. I would for sure. I thought he was like a kind of a fourth, fifth. Draft pick. So to me, I think this is exactly the kind of guy that you need to develop. So get him on the field, get him some reps, see how he does for sure. Throw him a couple passes. I mean, intentionally target him a couple times and let him take one down the field and let him work vertically and then, you know, work underneath and see what you got. Nothing wrong with that. See what you got there. Like I said, this could be a blessing in disguise where he can end up getting some playing time that he wouldn't have had previously.
Yeah. No.
Maybe you find out the kid can play a little bit. And maybe he becomes, you know, maybe Randall Cobb's the one who's expendable in the future. And, you know,
well,
I mean, you're Fuller.
You're getting out of Randall Cobb as soon as you can.
I think they'll still keep Randall Cobb one more year. From what I heard, it's likely a 2-year deal. They should have made it a 2-year where you get out after one. They said it's more of a 3-year where you get out after two.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You gotta field a team. Let's get Kerry in here. Kerry wants to talk about Steelers and Ravens. What's up, Kerry?
Hey, guys. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so glad you brought that up last night. I was thinking about this yesterday. Lance, I mean, I know you used to do handicapping, still do, I guess, some maybe. But I'm telling you guys, if you're thinking about betting NFL football, am I right about this? The double-digit – I don't care what the teams are in the divisions, especially when the – and I know Willie B used to talk about this all the time, but, boy, beating a team twice, and especially by double digits, that never – it just does not happen. It's unbelievable. And I don't care how bad – and RG3 last night, that dude looked like – I didn't even recognize him. He looked like he'd gained 50 pounds, and God love him. That dude went out and balled. He took so many shots. I can't believe he made it as long as he did.
That's why he had trouble staying in the lead.
Well, and he pulled up with his hamstring on a run out of bounds. Didn't even get touched.
Well, and that's why – and you know what? You're right about that. From a handicapping standpoint, beating – it's hard enough winning twice.
Double-digit division.
Beating – yeah, it's hard enough winning twice. And a lot of times, I swear to you, this is the case – so many times historically in basketball and football, when a team loses key players and they readjust the line, the team that lost key players ends up covering.
Stands up.
And it never makes sense, but here's the reason.
Yep.
The other team lets down, there's an over-adjustment, and the team that's lost the players, they end up elevating their game because they want to, you know, step up and because they know they all have to step their game up. I cannot tell you how often that angle wins. Always. You just think, why in the world would I play the Ravens without, you know, without Lamar Jackson? I'm just telling you.
Why do you think?
Always covers for whatever reason the other side.
Why do you think there's so much gold and marble at casinos? Because
of stuff like this.
Because of stuff like
people
this.
People like, oh, my God, RG, I don't care what the number is. You can't put a number high enough for me. And all of a sudden, how is this happening?
With the league, it's fixed. No, this is what happens. And it's been happening forever. All right, we're live at Wildcat Golf Club, 713-780-3776. Our occasional golf tournament going on today, brought to you by St. Arnold's Burrito. C-Force is out here. Twin Peaks is out here. HRP, TPC Industrial, my guys. Houston and Archie, they're out here. Hair Solutions, Houston. Huh? If you want hair, are you kidding me? Hair Solutions, Houston. Anthony wants to talk about Fargo. Hey, Anthony.
What's up, guys? Love your show. I wanted to talk to Lance about, okay, he was right about Fargo after me watching the season finale. This season is not that great. Like, the only interesting thing that happened in the season finale was you found out who Chris Rock's son was in Fargo season 2. And the whole episode I watched for an hour, and I already knew what was going to happen. So I feel very disappointed in it. So I'm not going to suck the hole or suck the H or whatever you tell me to do. The last time
S-T-H.
I talked about your
you said
your,
I was trash.
Trash,
you said,
recommendation.
Yeah, that was super rude. Well, now, and guess what he did?
Well, I didn't
he
say you were trash.
You didn't even know you did. Yeah, you said, Lance, you're trash. That's what you said. Those are the first words you said.
No, I said
started
you're
laughing.
Trash.
No, well, no,
Del,
I think
you always
Anthony
say
did
that.
I said your recommendation is trash.
I think Anthony said
well,
no, so,
second
too.
Thing is, you know what Anthony just did? He just ruined season finale. I hadn't seen season finale.
Mm. Yes.
I forgot what was in
well,
season two. Of
that's
Fargo.
Good. So now you know how
know,
it feels.
Now he's up. Well, they tie every yeah, Fargo well, to another. They tie every Fargo to another Fargo. Every Fargo is tied to another Fargo. At the end of
well,
the episode.
Well, we ranked the underwhelmed. That's all the I got to say.
Well, you already know how I feel great. About the whole year. I've been underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
That's my feeling.
He did call you trash. I remember
I know,
that.
I did.
I mean, sometimes.
And then I don't
Del,
take it personal.
Del confirmed.
I took it personal at the time.
Del confirmed it. Del he went to the review booth.
Yeah.
Del did.
Yeah, and the call did not out. Just stand. It was
yes.
confirmed.
The call was confirmed. Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. No, it's fine. I got no ill will with it. I did at the time. I did at the time. I lashed out at
And
yeah,
little, no,
I lashed out at him a little
disrespectful.
Bit.
Disrespectful.
No. He was a little disrespectful. He came in.
No,
called me trash.
No.
A little bit.
Wow. Wow, Jim, this is the shortest review of all time. Come back. After the ruling on the field that Lance is trash has been confirmed.
No. That he called, not that's no, you're not confirming.
Yes, that was
that.
What he confirmed.
You confirm what the call said.
No, the ruling on the field that Lance was
He's
trash.
He's confirming I'm trash.
Yes, the ruling on the field.
Ruling on the field
that you were
was that you were trash.
No, that's
Anthony
not.
Anthony ruled
the ruling,
it.
No, the ruling is about did Anthony say it?
No.
You're not confirming that
no.
I'm trash.
No,
no,
no. There's no. The ref, I don't, it doesn't say the referee said that's a targeting call. It, the ruling on the field of targeting is confirmed. The ruling on the field that Lance is trash is confirmed.
Actually, yes. That's
it has not
ruling.
Been confirmed. That has been, it was overturned.
Well, he, in his mind.
In the shortest
in,
review
in
of
Dell's
all time.
Mind, no one's asking Dell to go to the booth
yeah.
to look at DV Sport on that tiny little. What are we doing with that tiny little thing? Who can see anything on that time?
I know.
Like, what are y'all doing?
Have somebody in New York doing it and do it real fast. We can tell at home. This is
that's
this
like watching something on your phone.
It makes me nuts too. The referee's got to run videos. Over to the sideline. If they're on the other side of the field, he's got to run instead of the announcers could call it.
Is
all
feet,
right, that overturn that.
Are his feet in or out? What you? It's like I'm expecting them to try to double finger the screen so they can try to see it. Like. I can't tell. It's such a tiny screen. I can't see.
It makes me nuts. Just have somebody tell you could do this in 3 seconds. He was out of bounds. Okay, thanks. Let's move on. Oh, it's unbelievable. That's one of the things in sports. It goes the wave and the review, how long the review takes, that make me nuts. Just make me nuts. All right, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. It is 9:28, and it is time for me to talk about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. That's what I'm talking about. If you're looking for a great place to play and win, talking about live betting. Live betting is so much fun, and it is happening every day, every game. It is just, well, not every game you can live bet, but so many games that you can live bet, and it's just so much fun. And if you're looking for a way to live bet and get paid and win and get paid, listen, if you like a team and they fall behind early, you bet on them during the game, and now you're taking the risk that your team might jump out, and then you lose points. But if they fall behind, you get great odds. And if you loved them at minus 7 when they're behind by 10, you're going to really love them when you get to bet them, pick them during the game. So this is something that you need to think about, too. If you really, really like a game, this is, I would imagine, what a lot of bettors are doing now, as opposed to taking the points or giving the points before the game starts. You wait till the game starts, and then you can get even better odds. It's all at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. When you win, they pay, and if they will match half of your initial deposit right now at mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Up here at Wildcat Golf Club. And if you haven't been here before, if you haven't played here before, man, come on. Come on. Pick Me Events is out here. There's Michael the Russian. We'll be taking pictures out here. Come and ask. We'll take pictures with you, Lance, while he's here. You can take a picture of his shoulder, and just you and Lance's shoulder. That'll be fun out here. So if you're looking for when you get here, just give us a holler. We'll walk over and take some pictures. A bunch of the guys are going to be out here, and they will. If you want to take pictures with AJ or Fred or whomever, Michael will be out here taking pictures. So let's go. Wildcat Golf Club is the place, and if you want to buy a gift certificate right now, get a $100 gift certificate for somebody this holiday season, and they'll throw in an extra weekday round for you. So you get the weekday round, and you give somebody the gift of a $100 gift card out here at Wildcat they can use in the pro shop or for tee times or for Coors Light or whatever you want to use it for out here, and you get an extra round of golf, weekday round of golf. That is awesome. Do it right now. Do it now.
Do it.
You can get that extra round. People are calling in already and getting those extra rounds for the $100 gift card. And they'll send it to you. If you call up here to the clubhouse, they will send you that gift card. Or you can go online and do it at wildcatgolfclub.com. All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 is the number. One of the cool things, and I agree with this wholeheartedly, is that how neat is it that BYU – and Coastal Carolina are going to play, and who was it said in these times where we're so scared, you know, to go out on a limb and take chances. These two teams said, you know what,
we'll
play in 3 days.
Honestly,
fine.
What's to lose?
Well, you know what, not being ready for it. I mean, we're going to play in 3 days. I don't know anything about Coastal Carolina. They don't know anything about us.
Well, so Coastal Carolina is a little tougher to get ready for. Potentially in BYU, you got to get ready for a good quarterback. You got to get ready for a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Coastal Carolina's offense is a little more challenging to get ready for schematically, but why in the world? See, I just don't understand that. We do live in such a world where everyone's so worried about failure.
Right.
Like, risk don't let averse. Your kids. Everyone's so risk averse. Like, we don't want to fail. We don't want to take chances. Oh, my son, I better be a helicopter parent. I don't want my kid to get a bad grade. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I like. You know what? I like when people take their shots and, you know, and that's what this is. It could benefit either team. If BYU wins, it's a quality win. Even if Coastal Carolina is not a big name for most people, and more importantly. You know, best on best. One of the reasons why the UFC gained in popularity so quickly against boxing. If you want to see, you know, if you want to say UFC versus boxing, one of the big advantages the UFC had when it was coming up in the 2000s, you know, when it was really starting to bubble up in the 2000s, was that the UFC, and then especially Dana White when he jumped in early in 2000, there's always been a policy of best on best. You know, with it's always about, yeah, oh, is this, you know, you protect this fighter won't fight this fighter. You couldn't get the two guy, you know, the matchmakers to come up with a fight. And the best didn't fight the best on a consistent basis. Man, in UFC, it's always best on best. You have to fight. And if you lose, you lose. But people love watching best on best. And that's why, you know, Jimbo Fisher says we practice best on best, yeah, one versus one. A lot of teams will just go, your offense one versus your defense two. Jimbo's like, nah, we're going best on best. There's no reason not to. So I'm with you. You know what? If Cincinnati got the call to go play a game against either one of those teams or, you know, I don't know, Texas A&M. Man. Yeah.
Go.
What a great.
Or Ohio State.
Listen, Ole Miss.
You're right there.
Ole Miss isn't going to play, but you want to play us on the 19th? Come on, get some. Get some. It'll help us out.
If Ohio State can't play this week against, who they got, Maryland? If Maryland can't play, Cincinnati, step up.
You know, this really is. So here's the problem. Somebody made this point. Everyone else expanded their playoffs and college football didn't.
Yes.
Would this have just been fixed if you said six teams or eight teams, either one? The only problem you have is they're already talking about bubbling up just to be able to maintain the integrity of a playoff championship series. Could you have bubbled with eight teams with that many players?
Wow, yes. You know what the college football playoff brings in? Yes, yes. And, oh, by the way, but here's why they couldn't
do
it. The
logistics are over 100.
You've already done it. If you could do it this year, if you've already done it, then they say, oh, well, they are so scared to expand it this year because everybody said, you can do it, do it.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. Well, what a logistically creative
And what are they afraid of? Making a boatload more money with quarterfinals instead of just semifinals?
I really, really wonder if they're worried that the players are going to say, okay, we need more of this money. Because they're not going to give up. They're not giving up their chunks.
Oh, you mean you have to give up a little bit more to make more? Okay.
They're not doing it.
Oh, my gosh.
They're not doing it.
Speaking of risk averse.
Because once you open that Pandora's box, then you open it for every sport. I mean, I think it's a little more complicated than we make it out to be, because it really is. I really think it's about once you start making more money and people start saying this is at the kids' expense and you're going to play more games and there's more chance for head issues or whatever,
until the kids unionize or have some kind of voice,
this is
who's going to say it? Christine Brennan? Oh, well, Christine Brennan hates everything about the world.
I wonder if the opt-out changes anything, if that's the new kind of threat. Like, we'll just all opt out. Of course, some guys are going to the NFL. Others just want to play. You know, for some guys, I think people forget.
Football.
Yeah, for 95% of the guys, it's not going to – 90% of it is not about going pro. If it happens, they will love it. But probably for 75%, it really is about football and a chance to get a college scholarship and not pay for college and degree and get a degree. For 25%, it's just about football. It's just about football. And then for probably 10%, they just want to get to the NFL. Their whole life is just they just want to get to the NFL. And 10% may be even a little bit high. We forget the guys want a ball.
They want to play football.
They do want to play football.
That's why the Big Ten was so – and everybody, well, you're just taking advantage of these kids and you're putting a risk – the kids want to play. They want to play football. They love football for the most part. It's these kids. I mean, I'm telling you, if I'm an NFL team, these guys that opt out just to work out and they say, you know, screw my team. Because let's face it, these are the best players on all the teams. They're their best players because they're getting to the league. I worry a little bit about it. I mean, you know what? If I'm an NFL team, I say, you know what? I'm not crazy about that. I'm really not. Do you love football? I want to have somebody that eats, drinks, sleeps football.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Absolutely. I was talking to guys who were in the league. They're like, I really don't want a guy that reads a lot of poetry, if you want to know the truth. I like Renaissance guys. That's great. And you have all these, you know, things that you like to do outside. I want a guy that just thinks about football.
Anytime you're obsessed about something, when it's your obsession, that's what you're going to put your time into. And I know for some people it's like, this is just archaic way of thinking. We're more than football players, more than athletes. No. I get that. No, I don't want you to just be seen as just, no, you are more than that. But we just want to make sure, and I'm speaking from a team standpoint, that you love this sport, that this sport is as part of who you are. It's your obsession. We want to make sure you're obsessed, because if you're obsessed, you're doing what you have to do to be the best you can. It drives you. I mean, that's the very best players are driven players in every sport.
Listen, who are billionaires?
People who are driven or people who are born into a lot of money.
Oh, well, yeah, like Cal.
That happens.
No. But for the most part, self-made millionaires, are people who are obsessed with something that they develop or making money or what. That, you know who the most successful people are? The people that are obsessed with whatever their career is.
So I had a guy who used to be with Oracle. I met with him.
If it's in the sports world, if it's football, then you're a jughead. You're a football head.
Right.
No, I love football. That's what I want to do with my life. I want to play football. And oh, by the way, I get to make a lot of money doing it. Oh, awesome.
So I met with this guy who was from, I'm talking about a program that I'm in the process of building out, and we've got some stuff done on it. And I met with a guy who was from Oracle. A guy named Bill set it up for me. Oracle, this guy was a big wig there. He lives in Houston now, and he was in, used to be in Silicon Valley and doing all this stuff. And I met with him about what's the keys to this. And one of the things he told me is he said, become maniacal about your core product. He said, you have got to be obsessed. You got to be maniacal about what you're building and what your product is. Well, if your product is you, then when you're maniacal and obsessed with it, then you're going to get stronger. You're going to get big. You know, frankly, guys who end up using PEDs, a lot of times they have that gene where they are maniacal about it to a fault. But there's other guys that Michael Jordan would go work. Hakeem Olajuwon would go work on elements of his game and add elements over the age of 30, where he became tougher to guard as he got older. Golfers are known. Vijay Singh used to, his hands would bleed from, they said he used to hit thousands of balls on the range
Ben
every
Hogan.
Single day. Yeah, you see guys working on it in football all the time. Quarterbacks have to be. Jerry Rice, Walter Payton were known as maniacal workers.
Right.
They would do whatever it took for physical advantages. Roger Clemens. Wasn't always good, but Roger, I think we know with the Toronto stuff, but he's such a competitor and he's such a maniacal worker that he found ways to stay, to keep playing longer and longer. Guys who lose weight, who will change their workout regimen. And
look at you.
That's what I want.
How much you walk all day trying to learn how to walk without falling down and stuff.
That's not
the same. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the same thing.
That's about the same.
It's not the same thing.
It's right there.
That's not actually what we're talking about at all.
Did you put in your 10,000 hours of walking to make sure you never fall?
You know what he's doing? A Malcolm Gladwell thing. Dell's bringing back a Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours of practice.
Yeah.
I don't need to practice walking.
Well, are you sure? Evidence.
I need to
practice
running against purse thieves.
What?
Yeah.
What? Well, there was a purse thief involved in this?
Yeah,
now?
I've already told you that multiple times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well after you told us how you tripped over the curb. 943 ESPN 97.5.
Some people scale Mount Everest to prove the human condition and their fortitude. Lance is now trying to safely navigate curbs, and he'll tell you that he overcame a great challenge.
I free solo the streets
curbs,
is what I call it.
Curbs?
I call it free
solo
in the streets.
Did you have did you have a tiny indigenous man taking you around trying to get you curbs like your Sherpa?
No, I free solo streets to where I don't need braces or crutches or walking boots to walk around my neighborhood.
Wow.
I'm free soloing.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you don't need ropes? You don't need to bang hooks into the curb to make sure you stay locked in.
No.
I don't need to. Have you guys seen Free Solo?
No.
You should watch it today. It's a guy who climbs mountains with nothing. Just his hands and just his feet. No ropes. People have done this and died. They just fall. Because if you fall, you're dead. I mean, there's nothing. If something gives way, I mean, you're dead.
And there's like
he climbed up an entire mountain, side of a mountain or whatever.
And it's straight up.
It's like straight up with nothing. It's called free soloing. It is the most insane thing I've ever seen. And, you know, he gets some practice runs on it where he can find the crevices. He goes home and writes them in his notebook. Right. And then when it's time for him to go, okay, I'm not. And when he practices them, he has hooks and all that stuff and safety. Then when he goes to do it for real,
nothing.
he just chalks up and like, well, either I die or I don't die. Like, holy crap.
Well, and these kids that are doing handstands on the top of buildings right off the ledge.
I have not seen.
Oh, you haven't seen this?
I can't. Don't say it out loud. God. I can't think.
And that's like you.
I can't
like
say
stepping
that.
Over a
that's
curb.
That's not the same.
It's kind of the
I'm
same.
I'm 100% going to make
on the curb is like the Office hardcore.
Now Tyler's
parkour
in on me.
Episode where he's like jumping around. He's doing a spin off the curb.
Sake. Oh, yeah. Now this one's in on me.
Do you do tricks when you're on the curb?
Just take
do you
a
have
piss.
Particular tricks that you do?
Piss.
He's taking a step.
Are you
off
having a laugh?
Free
Are you
solo.
Having a laugh?
Free solo.
I do parkour off of curbs.
Parkour. Lance,
I'll jump off and dab in the air.
Up a curb, you know. All right, time to talk about.
Do I get to leave yet? What's
American Sean? No. And Coach is coming too.
When
he'll fill
I'll
you in on this Russell Westbrook trade?
Where
he's
is
coming
he?
In. The coach is coming, and Roynell Young is going to be here as well. 713-780-3776. American CBD, American Shaman is the best CBD oil in the business because it's science, okay? Now, oil and water don't mix, right? Oh, yeah, they do. At American Shaman, they do. CBD, American Shaman, actually, water. It's water-soluble, the CBD oil. Water-soluble. So if you're looking for that kind of science, okay, where it goes evenly, flows evenly through your body to hit those spots, those hips, those knees, the whatever it is, the back, the lower back that's aching you, or maybe it's your head, maybe it's anxiety. If you need to be more calm, if your pet needs to be more calm because you're sick of it all the time, jumping up and being as anxious. Pets have anxiety issues. So maybe CBD, and did you know that? Well, they can train you at CBD American Shaman. Right now, you get a $100 gift card, and they'll give you an extra $20 on it. So you get $120 on that gift card. You have to use it at the same store you buy it. But it's all at CBD American Shaman. Shop CBDTX.com. That's shop CBDTX.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Wildcat Golf Club. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Que paso, mi hijos? 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, live at Wildcat Golf Club, where today we're playing our Sitechap. Sitechap was at the studio yesterday.
Good dudes.
Yeah, they really are. Great people. They were helping out TPC Industrial. My peeps over there, Houston and Archie. So, and they were in yesterday, and we cut a video with TPC, so that was nice. ProVision is the benefactor. Texas Custom Patios, Klein's Jewelry. That's my man, Mark Klein. You're looking for jewelry this holiday season, KleinsJewelry.com. Cutwater Spirits, love them, because it sounds like you can enjoy some spirits with Cutwater Spirits. Mm-hmm. Texas Citizens Bank, Apollo Men's Health, and Chastang Ford. They're going to sponsor the longest drive, free vehicle for the weekend, and we've got a raffle for a Yeti cooler and free oil changes for a year. How about that?
So I've got a Did you hear what happened with the Austin mayor? This is a ballsy move. The Austin mayor made a comment, I guess it was a little ways back. I don't think not that far back. He said, quote, "We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. we may have to close things down if we're not careful. He did it was in a Facebook video last month while he was vacationing in Cabo. Listen, guys.
Hey.
This is not the time to relax. We need to be diligent. He also hosted an outdoor wedding and let me see, what else did he do? Outdoor wedding for his daughter, and there was one other thing that this guy did. That's pretty. It is not perfect. Obvious, there are infections that could happen, but I think all of us should be minimizing risks as best we can. See, when you go to French Laundry, when you're Gavin Newsom and you're like, guys, we're going to shut down. And hold on one second. What's that? That they can fit me in, French Laundry? Okay. Guys, y'all need to stay home. Do not go to Yountsville, where French Laundry is. It's a treacherous drive anyway. I went to French Laundry and went to Cal. It is an expensive dinner.
Yeah.
But it's Thomas Keller. It's considered one of the best restaurants in the country, in the world, whatever. It has been for a long time. It is an expensive meal. It's not a great look when you're going to a place that's like $400 a plate. $300 to $400 a plate for
$300 to $400 a plate.
Oh yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a save up
under the table for you.
No, no one does anything. You okay, Tyler? You okay? You've had to spit water all over me. No,
what the hell?
No, but somebody dropped a fork and there were like seven service ninjas just. Well, you didn't even know. It's like, where did it go? I don't even know what happened. And it's their service is so quiet and perfect. But anyway, it's in the middle of a pandemic, and it's hard enough to get into anyway. Here's how they do it. 60 or 90 days in advance, as soon as it gets to the 90th day, you know, you're 90 days out or 60 days out, at 10 a.m., they open up their phone lines. Like, they don't take reservations in advance, and people are on the phone, redial until all the spots are filled, and then boom, you're done until the next day. So it is very difficult to get in. So Gavin Newsom not only gets in, but gets into an elite food place, and he's telling everyone to, you guys need to keep it there. We're going to shut down everything. The economy is going to do that. And then I would like I'd like the Wagyu addition, supplement. It's 120 extra. That's fine. Add that supplement with the foie gras. So stay home, be safe, mask up, everything. Small businesses, you're probably going to be fine. I think the government's done a great job at getting you guys taken care of. So I said nobody ever. And it's kind of the same thing with the Austin mayor. Listen, guys, stay home, be safe. We can't let up. Margaritas are at the door. Hold on one second. Do not let up. Stay home. Do not travel.
I said no salt. I said no salt on the rim.
Yeah.
All right.
Is this the silver?
Yeah. Can I? I need sunglasses.
I asked for a shot of Clase Azul on the side, please.
He's in Cabo telling everybody to stay home.
There's this. Listen, guys. I just want to tell you that you need to stay home from Cabo. The ball's on this guy.
He is.
The ball's on this guy.
I love that guy. Well, this is unfortunate. Look at what the farewell Diego Maradona pictured here with Pelé.
That was Hervé Villaché. That's not Diego Maradona.
The plane. And
let me tell you, as a kid. It was a time for little people.
Yes.
When I grew up, I had Webster, I had Arnold, I had Hervé Villaché, he had Oompa Loompas. Like we had, we represent I mean, it was all about
Mickey Rooney.
Little people. Man, well, I was a little before my time, before your time, before everybody's time. He was still running around somewhere doing stuff,
Hey, Del, what's your favorite role that Mickey Rooney played?
In Breakfast at Tiffany's. I watched that movie, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, all the way through for the first time. And like, they were allowed to do stuff like this?
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to do it, but whatever. I was like, what are we doing? The teeth and the eyebrows and then the voice.
It's all the way over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they were allowed to do it then.
Uh-huh. You forgot another little person.
Yeah.
Dorf. Remember Dorf?
Yeah. Tim Conway character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like there was another one, because remember there was
Dorf on golf?
There was Dorf tossing that Mr. T was involved in. I remember when I used to see when Mr. T was first being introduced to us as a bouncer, and I was like, oh my, because you didn't see people with mohawks very much. Only punk rock people had mohawks. So Mr. T was the scariest person
Barkley
you had ever
do
seen.
That too?
Yeah, but that was like a Guatemalan guy or something. That's not the same.
Oh. Yeah, and that was in a bar fight.
Similar, not the same.
No, I think he tossed around a dude from Ethiopia on the basketball court too.
Yeah, he did.
Oh.
See, movies now
are Angola,
so
maybe that's what it was.
You know, we talked about taking chances. It used to be about taking chances. How about this chance taking right here, John?
Mm-hmm.
The movie was called On the Right Track, starring Gary Coleman. Gary Coleman, who was
a
little person. Now, he played the role of Kid for a long time. Now, this is in 81, so Gary Coleman probably would have been like 14 or 15 here. He slept inside of a locker at a subway station or something like that, and would go to the horse tracks, and he was just a shoeshine kid who could pick winners. Like, he magically, winners would come to him on the racing forms. That's what I want to see. That's a movie. A little person, I'll say it's
picking
my thing.
Picking horses.
Living in a you got him living in a locker right now. Like, this is outrageous. The outrage culture would hate this movie. It's gambling. It's children. It's little people. You got him living in a small little locker in a station. Sounds like a great movie. This is a movie I want to see. Yeah.
No.
Somebody's picking races because they have magical powers, and they're little. They shine shoes, and they live in a locker train station?
Sounds like
this is great.
It sounds like Fred's life, except for the little
This sounds
person
like something
thing.
Fred would have written. Sounds like Fred did. Hey, Lance, can you do a voiceover for this? What's my role?
Can you read this part?
What's my role? Well, you're a train conductor that's going to open a door and find a little person in a compartment there. Like, okay,
huh?
I'm in. I'm in.
It does.
Oh, my God. Right. Gary Coleman was in this show in 2008. Can you say what this show is called?
Oh, yeah. It's called Midgets, Mass, and Mascots.
Midgets versus Mascots was an actual show Gary Coleman was in. It didn't get a great review on IMDb. It got under can I view this? 39% of the people like this. I want to go read the reviews because I'm sure the outrage will be strong. But I'm just telling you now.
Gary Coleman movie is The Kid with the 200 IQ.
He did that one, too.
Yeah.
He did that one,
too. Kid, well, he was like 40.
He had 200 IQ. He picked horses.
Yeah, he did it all.
And then
he
Webster came along.
He took on mascots.
And then Webster came along and became Michael Jackson's little pet at the Emmys. Like, he had Webster with him on his side. And
I don't
think
it was his pet, so, per se, but. Yeah.
I mean.
Who did he carry around more, Baby Blanket or Webster?
Emmanuel Lewis. We've played this game before. If you just look at video, if you just look at images of Emmanuel Lewis,
Michael Jackson,
and he was the cutest.
How many times did he carry him?
Michael Jackson carried him
everywhere.
There's one. Remember when he's drinking
Michael Jackson with him?
Remember when Michael Jackson had? Oh yeah, where's that one? Where they're drinking?
Bed?
Yeah, they're both drinking out of a baby bottle. It's like, well, we just let that pass. We let that pass as Americans. We just like, Michael's in bed with a kid and drinking a baby bottle. This guy's great. What else he doing? He's got the elephant man's bones and wears one glove that has a bunch of sequins on it, and he hangs out with Elizabeth Taylor.
What?
None of that sounds unusual.
Well, you
and
didn't make
sleepovers with children.
You didn't make Thriller.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I didn't make Thriller. Here's Michael. See, here's Michael. Oh, no, that's somebody else with Webster.
That's another adult with Webster.
Oh, speaking of Michael Jackson. Oh, look at this. Just Michael Jackson and his sister just holding Webster on their lap like a little baby.
He's 13. All right,
Webster was a really cute kid, though.
Taking a break right now here on ESPN 97.5. Coach is going to be here soon, so we'll do that. What up, bro? the other Gilbert. 713-780-3776. Time nice. For us to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite. And, oh, by the way, if you're looking for a guy, I mean, thanks, it's unbelievable. Jeff Aronoff has done work out here at Wildcat Golf Club, and he's fantastic. Look, if you're looking for somebody that is going to change your business, all you got to do is get to Absolute Marble and Granite. Let Jeff come, and he changes lives, actually, because here's the deal is you're going to sell your home or your business at some point. And if it's Shungat, then you're not going to sell it. You're not going to get as much. That's all there is to it, people. So you want to get as much as you possibly can, but you got to upgrade. And if you call Jeff Aronoff, he will do absolutely that. He's going to make it look so much nicer with countertops. He's going to do it with vanities. He's going to do, with an outdoor kitchen or patio. He's going to get this job done, and he's going to do it at 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Give him a call and let him come over and design it for you so you take that out of the process. You don't need an architect. You got Jeff Aronoff. You give him a call, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822, and Jeff Aronoff is going to come and get that job done. Make your house or your business look better with Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.